Kami, play We're All Yankovics.
Playing We're All Yankovics theme song.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yay.
We're back.
Yeah.
Woo.
I can see you now.
Yay.
Ha ha, now I'm doing them.
With your own eyes.
Yes.
You can see me.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be good.
Okay.
My own eyes.
Is going to be good?
This is going to be a good, good one. This show is going to be good. This episode. These people listening are in for a treat today.
I guess. I don't know. It's not going to be too long. I couldn't find much about this.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was off of Mandatory Fun, which is 2014. The song was recorded on September 4th, 2012.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So almost a year and a half beforehand.
Oh, okay.
But his style parodies are like that. Usually he gets the style parodies off real fast.
Okay.
There was two albums where he swapped one of the style parodies because he already had the style parodies for the next album,
right,
which was like 2 years later.
It's crazy.
Yeah, obviously Foo Fighters.
Oh yeah,
very much Foo Fighters.
Yeah,
and the title even almost parodies My Poor Brain, which is a Foo Fighters Foo Fighters song.
Yeah,
the song itself doesn't really parody it, but that's a reference.
Okay,
it's also kind of fun because Foo Fighters were on the alternative polka on Bad Hair Day because it said I'll Stick Around.
Yep,
you know. Some people also say this is a little Offspring-y.
No,
I don't understand where they come from. They also say that opening riff is very similar to the Slither opening riff from Velvet Revolver.
Okay.
I
think I know the song you're talking about, but this song is so obviously Foo Fighters. I don't think you could classify it as anything else.
I think so. I mean, I think the rest of it is good, like very much Foo Fighters.
Yeah,
like to me the Foo Fighter-ness of it, besides everything else, is the weird drum fills.
Yeah, yeah,
like going to the next song,
the next chorus,
the chorus and stuff, those feel very much like Foo Fighters drum riffs, which is kind of weird because Grohl doesn't play the drums in this.
I know,
despite playing the drums in Nirvana.
Yeah,
so it's very weird. Like you're like, oh, good drumming, Grohl, and then you're like, wait, no, that's not him.
Queen of the Stone Age also.
He
fills in drums on them.
He's done lots of stuff and weird stuff.
He's an amazing drummer. But the drummer he found, whose name I can't think of for the life of me right now.
He's played drums for Jack Black.
Yeah,
and Kyle.
Kyle.
Oh,
I know.
Tenacious D.
Tenacious D, yes. And also P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we talked about that. No, he's an amazing drummer, but the drummer he found is fantastic, almost as good as Dave himself. I love the drumming in Foo Fighters. And this song, just the first time I heard it, I'm like, oh, my God. John just reached a new level on this song.
Yeah, oh, it's epic. Like, super
so
epic.
So impressive. John, please call me. Seriously, you need to tell us, how did you get this sound so perfect? I mean, I've always known he was a fantastic drummer. This song just like blew me away because it's amazing, dead on, perfect drumming from one of the best drum bands out there. So this song blows me away. I absolutely love it. It's one of my tops of all time. It blew my mind the first time I heard it.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, I'm not a super big Foo Fighters fan.
Yeah.
I like some of the songs that I've heard, like the early stuff, but I don't like dive down on
I'm like an album or two back on them.
Yeah, exactly.
I had like all their albums pretty much up to like the last two. I can't think of the names right now because, whatever. I've been sick all week. My brain's not working functionally. Exactly. See, that didn't make any sense. Anyways, my brain is not functioning properly is what I tried to say. So I can't think of the names of the albums, but I love the Foo Fighters. And honestly, this is a fantastic Foo Fighters song. This could be on like one of their albums.
So you think it's like
this song is
legit. Stupid level?
Yes, definitely. Right. This is a song that could hold its own against anything in the catalog of Foo Fighters, and they should cover it. It should be on one of their albums.
That would
fantastic.
Be very cool.
I would
them
love
covering
to
it would be awesome.
They need to do it. I mean, it fits. It is perfect for them. The lyrics at least are in crazy.
Concert or something.
Crazy lyrics. But like, I could even see Dave Grohl singing these lyrics. It's just bizarre. And I honestly will play this song 2-3 times in a row, even now. I just love it. I crank it. It's musically perfect. His band nails this song 110%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This song is on Rock Band 4. That other song we talked about, yeah. I think it's Rocky. One point we might have mentioned that that was on, and that wasn't. It wasn't.
My Own Eyes is on Rock Band 4.
My Own Eyes is on Rock Band 4.
What?
Yeah, you can play.
I did not know that.
Because I think it's an original. It makes it more sense. Apparently the wiki lied to me about that other thing the other day.
Okay.
Here is a Billboard review by Kenneth Partridge, July of 2014.
Okay.
If this Foo Fighters style parody falls flat, it's because the Foos don't really have a style worthy of parodying. Take away Dave Grohl's songwriting chops and supremely likable personality, and you're left with a rousing yet fairly bland arena rock. Here, as Yankovic sings of all the strange things he's seen in his lifetime, old man dying of Bieber fever, a mime hacked to death with an imaginary cleaver, he might as well be fronting one of those millions of Foo's knockoffs you hear on active rock radio.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess
this guy didn't like it.
I'm looking at reviews. That's how little information I have about it. I couldn't find Dave Grohl talking about it. I couldn't find anything about this song.
Strange.
Yeah.
One thing I think I've heard about this song, but this may be just in my mind. No, I mean, because before the album dropped, Patton Oswalt put a tweet out there saying, "I just heard a song by Weird Al, a style parody of one of my favorite bands. I can't tell who it is, but it is perfect. It's amazing, and I'm so glad I got to hear it." But he never said what song it was.
Yeah.
Even later in his tweets, he never referenced what song he was talking about. After I listened to the album, I'm like, oh, it has to be this one. So I've gone back, and I've seen him post a couple things about Foo Fighters, but I also saw him do things about like the Pixies.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, is it the Pixies or is it this? So I never knew. But in my mind, he was talking about this one.
Okay.
That's, you know, something.
Yeah, yeah. Lyrics. Crazy lyrics.
You just said mine.
Just, oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw a mime get hacked to death with an imaginary cleaver.
That's a good one.
I love that one.
That's a good line. We're talking more in general, too.
Yeah.
My favorite line, favorite line is, "My neighbor's kids sold weapons-grade plutonium and frosty ice-cold lemonade. They took MasterCard and sometimes human organs in trade. That's how we paid. I have to say, it was really darn good lemonade."
I almost picked that one, but I thought it was too long.
No, it's the perfect thing. Yeah. Like,
the way
everything
he sings
else,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man.
The everything else is a little shorter, and that was, but that's like the last one.
Yeah.
So he just takes it, and then he goes a little bit more. Like, it was, because that last line is just sort of almost under his breath, almost. "It was really darn good lemonade."
That line does it for me. Yeah, like I said, I would have picked that one. I was like, it's too long.
No, it's great.
Oh my God, the way he hits that, it's just perfect in this song for me.
Yeah. "Snorting pixie sticks" was amusing.
Honestly, the lyrics in this are really out there. Some of them are kind of like, I don't know about that one. Like a
eat a tuba.
Yeah. The stripper kissing a duck behind a garbage can. It was
a dumpster in Aruba.
Dumpster in Aruba. I'm sorry. Yeah. Just like. Some of those are like kind of like, okay.
A little strange. A bit little
much,
weird.
But okay. But I absolutely love this song.
Yeah. I like it. I like it.
This is one of the ones
groovy.
Where I think the music is way better than the lyrics.
Yeah. Well, the lyrics don't have any. It's another one of those like just random things songs.
There's no real story or anything into it.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no references to anything specific, really.
Right.
It doesn't feel like, I mean, unless he's done it really, really well that I can't even understand.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel like he's like coded in like references to other songs by that band or anything like that. Like,
yeah, I hadn't caught any.
If he could use like song titles or something from the Foo Fighters, like, and work them in randomly, that would have been kind of cool. Like, we've talked about this a lot, actually. And Dare to Be Stupid is the only one that it really works with, I think. And there's a lot of other ones that are funny, but it's not quite as good. And yeah, I mean, but then at the same time, the music for this one is so awesome that you probably couldn't match it lyrically, even if you wanted to try.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, and the Foo Fighters as a whole are sort of like interesting guys to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, and their videos are usually sometimes can be amusing themselves.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to go after that and then try to like one-up it when it's already a sort of crazy band kind of to begin with.
The Foo Fighters, their first album especially, the lyrics were really like random, and they didn't really seem to make a whole lot of sense. It was just like words on a page, not to the level of Bush, which is literally just gibberish. If you go back and read the lyrics to the Bush
George book, or the songs,
no, not well that too. Like, most of his stuff is gibberish also, but no, the band Bush. You listen to read the lyrics to their first album, especially Glycerine. It's literally gibberish. It means nothing. Foo Fighters isn't quite to that level, but there's some songs on their first album. It's like you listen to like what, like one about like. Like fingernails are pretty and stuff like that. It's just like just random stuff. It's like what? Anyways, so I think he may be riffing on that a little bit, like how random some of the like early grunge bands' lyrics were. They weren't the important part of the song. The important part of the song was the music.
I mean, so then in that case, it's almost like Smells Like Nirvana in a weird way, which is kind of ironic considering who's in the Nirvana band.
Exactly. So
yeah,
that's my thought on that. Ratings.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 5.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
5. Really?
I am. I'm giving it a 5. I was thinking about going down to 4.5 just because of the lyrics.
No, it's a 4 because the lyrics aren't quite good enough to make it a 5. A five needs to be both, I
think. I think you're right. I was thinking
in the moment. No, you don't need to change
yours. No, I was thinking 4.5, but I was saying 5 because I had always intended to give this one a 5. Since we started this, I've been looking forward to this as one of my definite 5s. But, yeah, the lyrics just aren't quite there. You're right.
Okay.
But I think they're not right there for a reason. I'm so torn.
Yeah, but I don't. It depends. It's. I don't think there's like. I think Smells Like Nirvana does a better job of making nonsense lyrics interesting, especially because they then directly. Well, but it's easier because it's a parody.
Yeah.
So
I don't agree with that.
I don't know. Well, we'll wait till we get to there.
So you're saying a 4.
I'm going 4.
Oh gosh, I'm so torn. 4.5. You're
Natalie.
Right.
Natalie.
4.5.
Good job, Natalie.
Natalie.
Embolia.
Eh?
Nothing but I'm torn. That's so little.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. You pull out a Natalie Imbruglia reference. Amazing. All right. Yeah. It pains me to do this, but I will do a 4.5.
Yes. Victory. I don't know what the victory is, but it's awesome.
Man, you got me down from one of my fives. I'm bummed. You convinced me. All right. I wish Dave Grohl had covered this by now.
Yeah.
He really should have.
That would be really cool.
I want that album. I really want an album of artists covering Weird Al's parodies, style parodies of them. I want an album.
Oh, yeah.
I want Devo to do Dare to Be Stupid. I want
Foo So, like, more than 26 and a half, the album. You want, like, the actual artist.
I want the
artists.
Actual artist to do their style parodies. I want that album. I want to hear the Foo Fighters actually singing this song. I want to hear Devo actually doing Dare to Be Stupid.
Interesting.
I want that album.
Okay, what other song do you want?
I could hear Weezer doing, you know, Skipper Dan, even though I don't think it sounds that much like Weezer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like
they can Weezer it up.
You need some more, like,
yeah.
Like,
and what, there's more, like Talking Heads doing Dog Eat Dog, like, you know.
You want Tonio K to,
yes,
to
say
Happy Birthday?
Happy Birthday. Why not? I want just why not? I don't think Prince can do Traffic Jam, but, you know, maybe Bruno Mars can do it.
There you go. No, I think that would be cool. With a focus on something like that.
Yeah.
That would be really neat, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boingo Boingo. Come on. There's a bunch of people out there still that can do their covers. No. That'd be amazing. Yeah. Anyways.
All right. Well, what would you like to see? Call us up at 302-72-WEIRD. Leave a message for us and we'll play it on a podcast. And you can find us on Facebook. Lots of fun in the Facebook, as always. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. So check us out in any of those situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The situations.
Ooh. Situations.
Join us in the Situation Room.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
No more news. Okay. All right. Well, we may have more news eventually. Well, we're getting, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sometimes you